All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a defensive lineman for the 49ers. He had a career-high 63 tackles. He had 7 tackles for a loss. He had 6 sacks, 11 quarterback hits last season. The 49ers' Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the second straight year. Founder of the Armstead Academic Project. 17th pick out of Oregon. In 2015, the Pride of Elk Grove in Sacramento. San Francisco is going to open up at Chicago on September 11th. Eric Armstead is my guest. Eric, good to have you back. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I want to ask you about Golden State for a minute. They had their championship parade yesterday, and as part of one Bay Area team looking at another, when you see a parade like that, what kind of thoughts do you have, and do you picture yourself and your teammates having a similar Super Bowl parade?
Yeah, it's definitely inspiring, you know, seeing those guys celebrate and seeing what a championship does for the city and the Bay Area as a whole. You know, people take a lot of great pride in our sports teams there. And so, you know, if we were able to bring a championship, that would definitely be a special moment. And another city would go crazy for sure.
They certainly did yesterday. That was great. Listen, I mentioned your stats off the very top. So you're coming off a huge regular season. And then also a postseason run where you had 3 sacks, 5 quarterback hits, you had 9 tackles, and you had 6 sacks in the final 5 games. What I'm getting at is you had a big impact when it mattered most. How did it feel to dominate and play the way you did when your team needed it?
It felt great. You know, down the stretch of the season, you know, I wanted to obviously be impactful and, you know, be the reason and help us win games. And I definitely, you know, felt like I did that. And so it definitely felt great. You know, I kind of proved to myself that, you know, I could, you know, play, play big in those moments and, you know, something I'm looking to continue doing.
Eric Armstead is joining us. So back in January when you and I spoke, we talked about the fact that you moved inside. And when you did that, the run defense really took off. D coordinator D'Amico Ryans talks about how unselfish you were for making that move. Let me ask you, did that feel unselfish to you, or is that pretty much what a leader and a captain is supposed to do and does do in that situation?
Yeah, I felt like it was my responsibility, you know. When the coaches come to you, ask you to do something, and, you know, they show you the best for the team, you know, that's your responsibility to do it and try to do it at the best of your ability. It's kind of rare that you move a defensive end to defensive tackle and your run defense goes up with a quote-unquote smaller body in there. But, you know, I was able to do it and, you know, play at a high level and, you know, kind of get us going.
Eric Armstead's joining us. You know, your father, Gus, trained basketball players in Sacramento, and he told The Athletic that when you were young, you'd come along and you'd see guys like Matt Barnes and Bobby Jackson work out. What do you remember about those times? I mean, did you learn things back then that have stayed with you since then?
Yeah, for sure. I learned a lot growing up, being around professional athletes, like some of the names you just mentioned. And, you know, I really think I learned my work ethic at a young age. You know, I used to be mad when my dad would leave me at the house and I, you know, overslept and didn't get my opportunity to go to the gym that day to be around those guys. And so just being around them and seeing, you know, how hard work pays off. You know, I knew those guys when, you know, they were fresh out of college, you know, going through the D-League at the time, playing in all these random cities and then, you know, signing 10-day contracts and, so I really saw the whole entire process and how much hard work pays off. And, you know, they've gone on to have amazing careers. And so being around that at a young age definitely, you know, impacted me in a great way.
I was just going to say, seeing all that at a young age must have been amazing. Eric Armstead joining us. And then you and Nick Bosa have played 41 games together now, and you've combined for 54.5 sacks in those games. So how would you describe the chemistry that the two of you have on the field, and how much does each guy make the other guy's job easier?
Yeah, me and Nick definitely have a great chemistry. Obviously, you know, playing with great players helps you. I think me and Nick, you know, go out there and try to dominate together for sure. And then also too, I don't think people realize that we, when both of us are out there, we have to, strategically come up with ways to, you know, beat 3 and 4 blockers, at times, you know, they're sending chips and sending, you know, the slide to us and all these things. And, you know, we have to put our heads together and come up with ways to defeat it. And, you know, we're both, you know, talented players, but also, We take the mental approach very important too. So preparing for the games and preparing for what the teams are going to throw at us is definitely very important as well.
Talking Niner football, Eric Armstead, my guest. So I had a number of your teammates on the show during Super Bowl week, and it was clear how much admiration and even love they have for Jimmy Garoppolo. A couple of months back, you made the point that Jimmy, quote, saved us. It's so clear how much everybody in that locker room loves and appreciates him. Why do you feel like the fans and the media don't feel the same way?
It's an interesting question. You know, I think that, you know, we've been close, you know, to the top of the mountain sometimes, and I feel that, you know, obviously when you don't win the Super Bowl, then, you know, people start to point their fingers and question why and look for reasons why. And sometimes they're really, you know, it's not too many reasons, you know, just not everyone can win each year. And so I think, you know, he's probably number one. The quarterback position is obviously very important, and so he becomes the number one prime suspect of, you know, why we can't get over the hump. Is it fair? I wouldn't say no. I would say no, it's not fair. I think, you know, Jimmy's a great quarterback. Like I said, you know, I was on the part of a lot of losing seasons, you know, before he joined our team. And he brought a sense of a new refound energy and faith, you know, in that position, you know, to help us win. And I think he's obviously proven that, you know, he's a phenomenal quarterback and can win games. So,
Eric Armstead joining us. It's a strong defense. At the same time, you've also said that you do like Trey Lance's demeanor. You like the way he's handled himself as a rookie. So how excited are you for what he can do? And then how do you think he shows up when he does fully take over?
I'm really excited. You know, I love what I saw out of him in OTAs. You know, granted, it was, you know, a lot of 7-on-7, and, you know, only time will tell. But I think he has the right demeanor. He has a extremely high ceiling and an amazing skill set to be successful. I think he goes about things the right way. And I think when you have that combination, it usually turns into a pretty amazing player. So I'm expecting great things from him. I'm excited, you know, to see what he's going to do. But he's not alone when he takes the field. You know, our team is very talented. And it's not just the Trey Lance show. He's surrounded by a lot of talented, great players, and we're all going to go out there and do what we can, you know, to help us win games. It's not just going to be on his shoulders.
Talking to Eric Armstead for a couple of more moments. I want to ask you, the team flew you to Vegas for the NFL draft. You did a great video on YouTube about the entire experience. One of the things you did was treat yourself to a cheat meal at Skinny Fats. How did that go for you? And generally, what is your approach to cheat meals? How often do you allow yourself to have them?
For sure, yeah. I'm a big foodie. I don't know if people know that about me. So it's definitely a happy medium and happy balance when you're trying to work out. And, you know, you're also, you know, have nutrition is very important to be a professional athlete, but also, you know, I feel like in life you gotta, you know, treat yourself and enjoy yourself when you do work hard. So, you know, my celebration, I rub my stomach and I let everybody know I'm hungry. So that's kind of on and off the field. So I have fun with it. I enjoy my cheat meals. I work extremely hard, and you know, from time to time I reward myself with, you know, probably some things that, you know, I shouldn't be eating all the time for sure. So I definitely had a lot of fun with it.
All right, so like you said, you have to reward yourself for your achievements. You were recently named the recipient of the Dwight Clark Legacy Award, which is obviously an enormous name, and it was presented to you by Patrick Willis, another big name. What did it mean to you to win the award honoring Dwight Clark and then to receive it from Patrick Willis?
Yeah, I was super honored. You know, to be mentioned in the same light as Dwight Clark, and what I've been able to learn about him throughout the years. I was fortunate enough to meet him once, but what I've been able to learn from him, that he was an amazing teammate, and really a catalyst for bringing those teams together in their, you know, their Super Bowl runs. So it's definitely a huge honor. And then also, too, getting presented by Patrick Willis, who is a guy that, you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch his highlights on YouTube when he had the club at Ole Miss, and he was, dumping people in their head and getting all these tackles. So getting an award from him was definitely amazing, too.
I gotta ask you one more thing. You're a food guy. We all know this. Are you a car guy? And I bring this up because as part of that trip to Vegas, you actually got behind the wheel. You didn't drive the car, I don't think, but one of the all-time rigs. And car people know about the Bugatti. Bugatti's an amazing car. However, Eric, you're not a small guy playing the D-line. What was it like to get inside that car?
Yeah, a car is definitely not made for someone like me. But it's definitely amazing. You know, I think Bugatti's, you know, they range from 1.5 million to, you know, the really rare ones go up to, you know, 3 or 4 million. So, to even, you know, be in a car like that, you know, something that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily pay for. But, you know, one of those supercars and, you know, a dream car that everyone, you know, kind of aspired to attain, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, super fast, had like 300 miles on the dash. So it was definitely a cool, fun experience. I'm more into luxury cars, you know, comfort, that are made for my size. But experiencing those supercars and those really fast cars is also fun.
So what are you rolling in, like an S65 or something else? Bentley?
Yeah,
what do you like?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely cruising in something, you know, big body, a little more comfortable for me.
Dude, have you ever noticed, like, once you get in a car like that, have you ever tried to go back? I mean, I shouldn't have this conversation, but being a guy back in the day, I know that once you get to a certain level and a certain horsepower, it's almost impossible to go back. Have you tried that?
Yeah, it's definitely a little tough. You know, once you go to that level, that's what they say. You know, if you can't afford it, don't do it, because you're going to be scrambling to try to afford it, because you're not going to want to go back down and downgrade. So it's definitely tough, but, you know, I've been blessed, and, you know, I'm going to try to keep it going.
No, you earned it. Like you said, with certain achievements, you can reward yourself. But it's more of like, I mean, you want the life, you want the look, but it's really the feeling, man. Once you get a taste of that power, it's hard to go back. Eric Armstead, my guest, defensive lineman with the 49ers, coming off a tremendous season. Eric, always good to have you on the show. Great conversation. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Be good. Eric Armstead, coming up big. All right, when we come back. Like, I throw that bone out there. Because one, it's true, and two, I know what you clones will do with it. So do what you do with that stuff. When we come back, I'm happy to tell you, we are talking Jets football again. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Tyler Conklin will be my guest.